Welcome back to The Great Outdoors on Farm Talk, talking about limits, daily limits in the state of Minnesota. There was the thought, and maybe it's still going to happen, change of what you can catch for daily limits for walleye did not change this year, but Minnesota may be looking going from 6 to 4, and we're not quite done with that topic yet. Doug, do you have some more? We were talking about that and invasive species affecting walleye population.
One of the things to consider, and again, I'm not taking issue. What I like to do is, and I appreciate the opportunity with you, Eric, is to bring up some of these topics for whether you're sitting in the tractor, fixing fence, driving down the road, is we live in such a mobile society. People can wake up on a Saturday morning and they can go out to the field and take care of some work. And the next thing you know, they're 3 hours away fishing. And it's a great thing. I love that. And it's been a real boost to outdoor recreation. But think of this, in that if you took a limit and you reduced that, the number of fish that you can catch, keep, take home, and eat, is that going to change your decision? If North Dakota's not looking at that, but what if North Dakota took their walleye limit from 5 and made it 3? Would you drive down to Ashley and Wishick to go fishing? Would you go out to Jamestown to go bluegill fishing, to go crappie fishing? And that's one of the things that can change the, you know, angler response, is when you reduce the limit. You go, I hear this from people that go to Canada. They have much more stringent regulations as to the number of fish that you can catch and keep. And no disrespect to Canada, you have to do what you have to do. But when anglers get frustrated, like, man, I can only keep one fish and only bring 2 fish back, you might go up there, but maybe you're not going to go up there twice. Maybe you're not going to go up there 3 times. Maybe you just go up there for your annual trip. And the same thing can happen if limits are changed in other waters, whether it's North Dakota, South Dakota, or Minnesota. So there's really a domino effect. And, I'm all for the careful consideration, because as you talked about as well, when you're going with slot limits and one over and one under and one in here, is the other side of it is you don't want to be changing limits this year and next year and this, like, because that makes it even more, and especially for people that don't fish all that often, it can make it, well, why would I want to go fishing? I went out there fishing. I thought I had the regulations. I thought I knew what I was doing. Next thing you know, I got a conservation officer. Next thing you know, my fishing trip's costing me $500 because I had no idea what was going on.
Well, here's the other thing I was thinking about when you were talking about that. If they change it to 4 in the state of Minnesota, what you can keep on a daily limit for walleyes, I just would like to be able to think, you know, people go out fishing usually for a reason. Like when I go out fishing, I want to feed my family, like a meal. And you get down to 4, you know, if you have a family of 2 or 3, it's all right. But if you've got 4, 5, 6 people and mouths to fill, well, you know what? You might have to, you may need more than one daily limit. And then Minnesota is not very friendly about storing fish in the freezer. So that was the only thing that I thought about, is it might keep me from fishing Minnesota if I was on the border, if I was planning to do a little party, you know, or feed my family 4 or 5. Oh.
And again, just think about that, is if you do have a family and you buy that fishing license, I mean, I've bought fishing licenses for kids, and that stuff adds up. I mean, it adds up in a hurry. And, well, it's cheaper than your rod and your tackle. No, it is. It is. I'm not a boat fisherman, so I know when people are, you know, some guy's got an $80,000 boat, he's complaining about a $50 license. I mean, I get that argument, but at the other end of it, we don't want to make fishing inaccessible in terms of money-wise. We want people to be able to go to the banks of a lake or a river and be able to fish without, you know, having to, you know, to make payments on their fishing license. And when you reference that, if you're going to go fishing and you want to go out there for a day and you like to make a shore lunch, so we go out there, we go fishing, we fry up, you know, that day's fish. Well, you fry those up, and the next thing you know, what you used to be able to bring back, and you'd have a shore lunch, and then, oh, we could still bring back with the family. We could still bring back, you know, 6, 8 fish for the next day. You start reducing that limit and you have that shore lunch, and you go, well, I'm not going to stay overnight because I can't afford to, you know, I'm just making one drive out there for the day. So that's where the sociology of fishing rules and regulations, that's where it kind of, you know, starts to butt heads with the biology. And as what I hear from a lot of anglers in Minnesota, you know, where they fish at, it's not the daily limits that's causing the problems with the fisheries. You know, at times it can be some of their water quality issues that they have, you know, versus just strictly the daily limit of mm-hmm. six or four.
Okay, we've got a few minutes left. A couple topics I want to get to before we're done. Prairie Day and Free Fishing Weekend. Let's start with Prairie Day coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, this is really cool. So coming up on Saturday, June 7th in Fargo. So Prairie Day celebrated across the state of North Dakota, different events going on. But North Dakota Governor Kelly Armstrong did declare June 7th as Prairie Day. And locally in Fargo, Urban Plains Park on Saturday from 2 to 5, going to have activities for the whole family. And I know this is one of those things where you go, well, Prairie Day. You know, we're so used to where we live, and you don't realize there are a lot of people from places like Minneapolis and from big cities. They love to come out to the prairie, and they love to be able to see for miles and miles and experience what we sometimes take for granted. So this is just a way to celebrate where we live. And if you think back of you know, the landscape of Lewis and Clark and Sakakawea and some of the people, what this landscape looked at, it's changed, and we still enjoy where we live, and we still celebrate the prairie, and we utilize it in different ways than we did. And the production agriculture has made such a bounty of especially the Red River Valley. And there's still, you know, places from Fort Ransom to Felton and everywhere in between that have some beautiful big blue stem. And I just want to encourage people, whether you make it to the event or not, just do it. There's just really something special. Sometimes we take for granted what we have and where we live. And this is just one of those opportunities to celebrate Prairie Day going on in Fargo at the Urban Plains Park, down off of 30th Avenue and 51st Street on Saturday from 2 to 5. Bring the kids along. It's going to be should be a great weekend to get out there.
Very cool. Thanks for bringing that up. And, of course, another one, if you're one of those procrastinators that hasn't got your license yet or maybe still on the fence of getting a license in North Dakota, you don't need one this weekend. A free fishing weekend in North Dakota.
It's actually free fishing weekend in North Dakota. And, folks, if you'd like to, they've got you know, similar a version of that with kids fishing this weekend in Minnesota. And it's just a way of, you know, as I kind of referenced earlier, we never want the license to be a barrier, to be a wall from people to go fishing. And if you've never fished before, if you're a North Dakota resident and you've never fished before, we've got spots from Grand Forks and Fargo. You don't have to drive to Devil's Lake or Sakakawea. If you want to go to Lake Ashtabula, there's spots along there and Castleton Reservoir, everywhere in between. Where you can wet a line. And this is not just for kids. This is in North Dakota. This is for adults if you're an adult resident of North Dakota. The other regulations, they still apply. You know, we still have the limits that are on for that. And, I find myself, you know, gravitating more and more towards that because we've got some urban fishery, and you've got the Red River. You've got the Cheyenne River and just about every community in North Dakota. And, I mean, I'm not going to pretend that I don't go to Minnesota. I was just down in Barnesville last Sunday, and the people that were at I think it's called Blue Eagle Lake, they were swimming, they were fishing, they were enjoying the water. These communities all around us, you know, South Dakota's got their spots too. It's just a great reason to get outdoors. Yep. And so we've got free fishing in North Dakota. It's Saturday, it's Sunday, it's for residents, but it is not just for kids in North Dakota. It's for adults, it's for kids, just kind of give you an incentive if you have never fished before, or maybe you grew up fishing and you moved to town and you just haven't fished as much and kids got you busy with soccer and baseball. Even if you've just got an hour now on a Saturday morning or a Sunday afternoon to get out there and wet a line, you don't need a license this weekend.
Yep, fantastic thing being done, and Minnesota does one. I don't know if South Dakota does one. Does anybody fish South Dakota? I'm sorry.
That was a shot.
No, I know they do.
You're going to be apologizing on your next, when you get to your fall harvest tour, you're going to be apologizing to all those people in Webster and Wabe.
Britain, and I know my phone, it's going to be burning up here, Charlie, because I got a lot of friends down there. It was just a joke. Just a weird question. I know we're almost out of time, but let's just say, like, property taxes in North Dakota, the North Dakota legislative body said, you know what, we have some extra money here, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to just pay for all the fees for North Dakota to fish free for a year. What do you think the turnout would be for people to fish in the state of North Dakota, do you think there would be a big jump in the amount of people that would fish?
I don't think so. I still don't think the license is much of a barrier for fishing. And I say that because what got people to fish, we don't want to go through again, was COVID. We saw a license spike like you wouldn't believe for fishing and for hunting. Yeah. So I think it just kind of proves that if people have the time, if people have the opportunity, again, like you said, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, they just love to get outdoors, and that's part of why we live here. So I'd encourage people to get outdoors this weekend, even if it's, you know, going for a walk, going for a Sunday drive, get out there and enjoy air.
All right, very good. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, outreach biologist. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, you too as well. Thanks so much, Eric. Take care, my friend.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of Farm Talk.